Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we're going to hear from Wayne Graves. Born and raised in Longview, he has a unique take on the history of this area. In this episode, we're going to hear about the best fishing lakes in the area as he knew them when he was growing up, and the story of Lake Cherokee.
Of course, my father was a big fisherman, and that was prior to the time Cherokee Lake was built, and Lake of the Pines had not been built, and if you went fishing, you went to Caddo or Cross Lake. Cross Lake was just this side of Shreveport, and that's, of course, Shreveport's drinking water comes out of Cross Lake, and Caddo is the largest non-man-made lake, natural lake, probably in Texas, and one of the most beautiful lakes. If you fished, you went to either Caddo or Cross Lake. And the first time I was ever on a lake, actually, was on Cross Lake in Shreveport. And we bought Louisiana license before we bought Texas license, because back then they kind of went with each other, and it wasn't very expensive. But that was the big trip, was to get to go to Cross Lake and it was a catfish lake mainly, and people went over there and fished for catfish. And then Caddo was of course, full of the beautiful cypress trees, and still is a beautiful lake. And it had plentiful fish in it. And then they built Lake of the Pines, and Lake of the Pines became a popular place. And then finally Cherokee was built, which is a private lake, of course. Back in those days, my father bought a lot on Cherokee, and so we had access to go there and fish, and I kind of grew up going to all of those lakes, and I still love to fish today. And my son now has a share on Cherokee and has built him a house down there, so he comes up here from Houston to stay and spend weekends up here. So that's been a boon to East Texas, is having the lakes that we have available, not only to Longview, but the surrounding area. All of the lakes are very popular, and there's been a lot of people drawn into Longview, into this area, because of that, and they still come today. I mean, Lake of the Pines is a big draw of people coming to spend their vacations and what have you there. So that's helped keep, I think, Longview alive.